Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report in the Market Watch section. I'm today speaking to Ralph McGregor from Ceres, and we're going to talk about inflation. And everybody thinks, oh, inflation is an old story. Recently, on two trips that I've had to Swakop, I found that the prices of the restaurants were extremely high. And it went through my mind that this is maybe not all supply driven. So, Rob, thank you very much again for talking to me. And let's quickly talk about supply and demand-driven inflation. Our local statistics doesn't really drill down into such specific regions. Tell us what we can see from the inflation numbers on a more granular level.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, so, I mean, in economics, we often refer to cost pull versus or cost push versus demand pull inflation. So I think what we experienced after the initial COVID shock was that cost push inflation. The weaker rand makes it more expensive to import things. You saw it with rising fuel prices. The logistics shocks made it more expensive to get certain items or to get stuff delivered from wherever they originated. And so that's your cost side of inflation, where the costs were increasing. We couldn't do anything about it, and we saw inflation driving up. The other side is obviously demand pull, and that reflects in your ability to increase prices and whether consumers can take that up. And that's obviously remained quite weak over the last couple of years, given the position that households in Namibia face themselves under. So it's really been the cost side that's driven it. And generally, if you want a rough idea of what's driving it, if it's cost or demand, we can look at supply versus, or rather good versus services inflation. Then if you see high goods inflation, tends to be indicative of the cost side. If it's high services inflation, it's typically indicative of the demand side. Now
I'll be quickly in the restaurant business. What is services driven?
Yes, obviously the restaurant side is a service industry, so that will typically be reflected under services inflation. So there you'll see if there's scope for more demand. So for instance, with the initial COVID shock, the industry was doing quite poorly. We didn't have tourists. People obviously didn't have money to spend, and so we didn't go out to restaurants and hotels. The result there is that prices dropped in order to try and provide some level of business. Obviously, when COVID came to an end, tourists started returning, and with a much weaker rand, they could obviously spend a lot more in country. You could see that the backlog was made up for very quickly.
So from a recent graph that you've published, it's clear that in the hotel and catering industry, inflation or their increases in prices have been higher than your normal inflation, and it's actually higher than what the pre-COVID levels used to be. So do we have any ability in Namibia to see the specific regions, or are we safe to say, listen, this is all tourism driven? It's not necessarily FDI driven.
Yes, so we don't have very granular data. The Statistics Agency provides a zonal inflation for three zones, zone one being the northern areas, zone two being Windhoek, and then zone three basically being the coast and the south. And so obviously, I mean, conditions, for instance, in Swakopmund are very different from what they are in Mariental or Keetmanshoop. So trying to use zone three for an indication of what's happening in Swakop or Walvis, it doesn't give you the full picture. But I think what is quite clear is that obviously through COVID, the tourism industry took quite a hard knock. We saw accommodation prices come down, specials being run, similar on the food side, then the catering services. And subsequently, with tourists coming back, obviously, there's been this ability to then price in some increases, not just because they were running often or at times below cost during COVID, but also now to try and make up for that. So to try and adjust for those losses that were run during the COVID period. I think obviously in various regions, it differs quite dramatically, but I think the coast tends to be quite popular. Whenever you go there now, especially during the high season, you tend to see more and more tourists. And I think that does provide room for higher increases than what we see possibly elsewhere in the country, as well as relative to what we see for Namibian disposable income or what Namibians can afford.
So I guess, Rob, what I'm asking is it all tourism driven, Or is there an element also of the new sort of foreign interest in Namibia, more businessmen coming? Do you think at all that plays a role or not in maybe in general for Namibia, Windhoek and coast prices?
I think it's definitely a factor of both. I think initially a larger factor of the initial tourism recovery with European and other offshore tourists returning. But I think more recently and underlying this a little bit more, and I think it's something we'll likely see more going forward, is this impact of foreign money coming in through large investments and bringing more expats and some others, or even Namibians earning in foreign currency living here. The ability to price upwards and for them to accommodate that. So if you look at some of the hotels, for instance, whether it's in Windhoek or at the coast, they accommodate, for instance, a lot of the offshore workers. Their prices have adjusted quite dramatically to reflect that. If there's someone willing to pay those prices, by all means, it's great for them. Need to make hay while the sun is shining. But I think, we even start to see the early signs in Windhoek. So if you look at the zonal inflation, where rent inflation across the country has been fairly low or fairly stable for the last couple of years. If I take the national CPI there, it shows rent inflation of around 2.5% to 4%, ranging from last year to the most recent data. But if you look for the zone two, which is Windhoek specifically, there is increased quite dramatically over the last couple of quarters, in fact, last couple of months, especially if you look for the August data, rent inflation for Windhoek has been recorded at 9.3%, where it was sort of 2% early last year, and early this year sitting at around 5.5%. So I think that's where we're starting to see that demand side. There's people that can start to afford more with wage adjustments of foreign money coming in. I think with the income tax relief we're seeing. And that will start resulting in these movements. Rent has been quite flat. The property market's been quite weak for the last 5 or 6 or 7 years. And now you're starting to see those adjustments come in as people can start to afford more.
Well, I think in conclusion then, are you saying that we thought inflation was over, but as the economy is going to recover and there's more interest and inflows, we're going to see inflation becoming a problem again?
I think that there's a risk of higher inflation. I think a lot of us have been anchored to the very low inflation that we saw, especially with that initial COVID period where inflation was in the very low single digits. And we forget that, 10, 15 years ago, Namibia's inflation was running, sort of 5, 6, 7 at times, 8%. And with the growth outlook, I think there's the possibility that growth is going to be maintained at fairly decent levels over the next couple of years. High growth, to some extent, will result in high inflation. If we see more and higher wage adjustments, if we see employment slowly starting to improve, if we see more levels of large FDI coming in, I think that's going to drive then the sort of demand side of inflation, which we had in the sort of early to mid 2010s, as opposed to the cost side inflation that we've had over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. So, not to take then the hope away of the cuts that a big part of the population, was looking forward to. I guess the cutting cycle will still be there until this inflation starts picking up again.
Yeah. I think we are willing to tolerate some level of higher inflation. But I think the big thing that obviously the central bank is worried about now is consumers are in a difficult space. We're seeing very clearly under the PSEE data, as well as the data from the banks on non-performing loans and similar. So I think until that's rectified, we'd probably be willing to tolerate a little bit of higher inflation before we really start a hiking cycle, or we get pressure from elsewhere to hike.
Yeah, that makes sense. Rob, thank you very much for talking to me. Unfortunately, all that we have time for. Until the next time, thank you.
Thanks for having me.